PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Okay, there's this really bad dude named Hacker.
The Hacker to you?
Whatever. He wants to take over the cyber world from Motherboard. The three kids are sucked into cyberspace, and they use brain power to help save everybody.
Okay, here's the plan.
So they travel all over and run into all these weird creatures and have all these awesome adventures. It's totally up to them to save cyberspace. Can three cool kids and a wacky bird outsmart the Hacker?
Never!
There's only one way to find out.
Tune in to Cyber Chase.
Cyber Chase, we're moving. We're beating Hacker at his game. Don't tell me that he's trying to hack the motherboard. We'll get him every time.
Cosmic world, freaky places that we've seen.
We got the power of 1, 2, 3, 4.
Running in the Cyber Chase, we meet him face to face. We'll stick together all the time. Adventures in cyberspace, the chase is on.
Just wait.
The Cyberry is the place to go when you need to know. The House of Wisdom, I like to call it. And I like my house clean. Clean, tidy, and spotless. That means no bugs.
What do you need is a professional exterminator, Ms. Fileshare. And that professional is yours truly, the Vermin Vexer.
Oh, dear. I'm needed in mythology. You have 30 seconds to convince me. Go.
These are both charts, Miss Fileshare. Mine. And the other guy who wants the job. Look at these bars. You can clearly tell I got rid of a lot more bugs than he did last year.
Well, stack my shelves. That is a lot more.
Any doubt about who to hire?
The job's yours, Mr. Vermin Vexer. Start spraying. Got a book.
We're in, boys.
Your plan worked.
I am good, aren't I? We'll begin here in the history section. Release the vermin.
Nice vermin.
Oh, yes. Miss Fileshare is so busy, she won't know what happened until it's much too late.
Dee Dee.
What?
Yikes!
If he's lost his memory, then he doesn't know who he is either.
According to Roman legend, Romulus was the founder of Rome, and Remus was his twin brother. But when they were small children, they were raised by a wolf who looked after them and fed them.
I can't tell you how grateful I am that you could join us for Share a Story Time. Tall tales, legends, myths, any kind of story. Kids just love them.
Motherboard said you could use some help.
That's why we volunteered.
I love to read the stories myself, but sometimes I just... Oh, now they need me in science, and still so much to be done.
Don't worry, Miss Fileshare. We'll give you a hand.
If you need me, I'll be working here, 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 and here. I'm on the move, in the groove. Thanks, girls!
Man, look at all this stuff that gets checked out and returned.
Discs? Memory chips? Wow! Even books! Old school, but still cool.
Hey, where's Digit? Wasn't he supposed to meet us here?
Sorry I'm late, Earthlies. I took the wrong portal.
Not again. Didge, we're gonna have to work on your navigation techniques.
After this, I want my comic book read to me. And then the bathroom needs cleaning. Is that clear?
I hear you, boss. How about lunch?
Oh, yeah, I want that too. But wash your hands first.
Your plan to give Hacker a taste of his own medicine worked!
Yeah, he thinks he works for me.
So, who am I working for?
Me? Who else? Boop.
Travel books shaped like cyber sites? This is totally cool. Solaria. Where do I put you?
Sheesh! I need 4 more weeks to keep up with this thing. Oops!
Boss, things are worse, not better.
Where's my lunch?
Here you go, boss.
Hey, I asked for 12 donuts, not 12.
But 12 donuts is 12.
Oh, well, then get me 24 and make it snappy.
Oh, this is terrible. I miss the old Buzz. He was the bestest pal that ever was. I just want things to go back the way they were. Hey, kids. Doing here. Wait! That gives me an idea how to get my Buzzy back!
Maxter! Good thing I found you! You won't believe what I just saw!
Guys, wait till you hear what I saw!
Hey, check this out! The Big Book of Quotes. There's actually some in here I don't know.
Funny, I thought you were gonna say you saw a bug like I did.
Same here.
Bugs in the library? Well, that doesn't sound good.
Study your history, kiddies.
Who said that?
None of your business. Just study your history, or the library will have no future.
Something really weird is happening.
A squeaky voice.
Me too. Maybe someone's trying to tell us something.
But what? Why?
There he is.
Let's corner him. Spread out.
Excuse me.
Oh!
Study your history, or the library will have no future.
Maybe he meant history, like in the history section.
Let's check it out!
Nice beak.
Let's go!
Easy for you to say!
Whoa! Break out the bug spray!
Ew! Ew! And double ew!
What are they doing?
I don't know. But this must be what Squeaky was trying to tell us.
Whoa! We better tell Miss Bosch there.
She's in the reference section.
I'll check for more bugs.
Let's go!
Here, in reference, we have all the current news, as well as the entire history of cyberspace.
Miss Fileshare!
Your cyberary has bugs!
Excuse me for a moment. What was that about bugs? I hired an exterminator just this morning.
Well, he didn't do a very good job.
Meaning what?
Meaning we saw a whole bunch of bugs in the history section.
Yeah, and I found three in science.
And Digit saw one in math.
And there could be dozens more.
Oh, my pager. My beeper, my phone, my operating system is on overload. If there's a bug problem, you need to show me, not tell me. I have a tour to finish, and so much more to do.
Well, what do we do now?
Okay, what do we know? Squeaky, whoever that is, said the Cyberary has no future. Then led us here to all these bugs.
Right, but how are we going to show Ms. Fileshare she has a bug problem if she doesn't have time to see the bugs for herself?
I counted 14 right here in the history section. Compared to the other sections, this one is a disaster.
Compare! That's it! If we show her a comparison of the bugs we found in each section, that should get her attention.
Yeah, but we've got to do it fast, or those bugs will eat everything in the library.
Bad news, Hercules. I just found another bug. This one in the travel section.
Things are getting worse.
Whew, no kidding. Between looking for bugs and working, I'm pooped. See those four library carts? That's how many carts of stuff I've shelved today. And that's just me. You girls have each done one. And Matster, you've done two.
Digit, you're a genius.
I am? Oh, yeah, I forgot. What did I do?
You just showed us how to make a visual comparison for Ms. Fileshare.
Ladies and gentlemen, what we have here is a bug chart, a real-life bar graph, a visual comparison of how many bugs we saw. One bug in science, three in math, one in travel, and a whopping 14 in history.
Too bad we can't take the graph with us to show Ms. Fileshare.
We can. I've made a smaller version that's portable and easy to read. Let's find Ms. Fileshare.
Where is she? She's supposed to be here in the sorting section.
I am in the sorting section.
We've got something to show you.
I only have 30 seconds to spare. Please hurry.
We've made a bar graph that shows how many bugs we found in four sections of the library. These labels let you see right away what sections each bar stands for. Science, math, travel, and history. Check out history.
Well, we've always had a few bugs here and there, but never that many in one section.
That's what we've been trying to tell you.
I'm convinced. Come with me.
Faster!
Whatever you say, boss.
Mr. Vermin Vexer, are you there?
Fileshare?
I need to speak to you right away.
Can I help you?
Feast your eyes on this bar graph my volunteers made. Science, math, travel, and finally, history. As you can see, there's a bundle of bugs in the history section. Explain.
Be right back. You gotta convince him there's no problem. We need more time to get those bugs to do what you... I programmed them to do.
I don't know what you're talking about. I'll do it, but I get a raise.
Fine.
Ms. Fileshare, I have my own graph to show you that tells quite a different story. See, you've only got a few of those nasty little bugs. There's no reason to worry.
According to his bar graph, history may have a few more bugs than other areas, but it doesn't look like a big problem at all. He can get them when he comes back next time.
But Ms. Fileshare, he's trying to trick you. He fudged his numbers so his graph shows less bugs than we counted.
Not so fast. My graph uses the exact same numbers yours does. See for yourself.
It's true, Matt. His history bar reads 14 bugs. The same number we counted.
Matthew, I'm very disappointed in you. Accusing Mr. Verminvexer of deception when he's telling the truth. My decision is made. We'll keep Mr. Verminvexer's service. Now please, excuse me.
Oh man, my reputation's ruined. She won't believe anything I say ever again. I don't get it. Both graphs use the same numbers, but the Verminvexer's graph made the problem look so small.
I know. Where did we go wrong?
You didn't fail. Check the scale.
It's that squeaky guy.
This way.
I think I see him.
Not again.
I thought for sure he ran in here. He did, but we've lost him.
Wait, maybe he led us back to the history section for a reason.
Bug at 11 o'clock!
Hey, did you see that?
And that doesn't look good at all. Those bugs are putting Hacker in place of Motherboard.
Who would do such a thing?
Hacker!
Make room, I gotta pace. Okay, we know the Cybrary has a serious bug problem. And when does it have the bug problem? After the Verminvexer does his exterminator thing.
Which can only mean one thing. Hacker must be the Verminvexer!
And he doesn't get rid of bugs, he adds them.
And why? To erase Motherboard from all of cyberspace history!
Yes! They caught it!
We gotta convince FileShare to spray this place pronto!
Hold it. Because of me, she won't believe a thing we say.
But our bar graph did have her convinced. For a moment, anyway. We know that it's right.
But Hacker's graph wasn't wrong.
How can they both be right?
I don't know. Let's check them out.
Look, Hacker's bar graph has numbers on it, but ours doesn't. So what? Our bars stand for the same numbers his do.
But because we knew what our numbers were, we didn't bother to put them on our graph.
Oh, we didn't even number our scale, and that's what shows how much each bar stands for.
Scale? Did you say scale? That's what Squeaky Throat said. You didn't fail. Check the scale.
Touchdown! Jax, add the scale.
Will do. Let's see. Our scale goes up by twos. The top number is 14, since that's the highest number of bugs we counted in any section. But Hacker's history bar reads 14 also.
So how come it only goes this far up his graph?
What scale is he using?
Yeah, scale. What scale?
Whoa! Each of his scale lines goes up by 15, with a top number of 105.
Why did he use such a high number? He didn't have to.
That's right. He didn't have to. He wanted to. To hide the truth. Come on. Ms. FileShare, the bug problem is worse than we thought. They're doing something terrible.
Worse than making false accusations? I don't think so. But I'm much too busy to go look at any more graphs.
No problem, Ms. FileShare. We're bringing them to you. Pointing fingers without knowing all the facts was wrong, Ms. FileShare. The Verminvexer did use the same numbers for his bar graph that we did. But there's more. Look, both graphs have number scales now. They didn't before.
14 on yours and 105 on his?
Yep. The Verminvexer used really big numbers on his scale so that the data bars would look tiny.
And tiny bars make it look like there's only a few bugs in all the sections. We chose a scale with smaller numbers so the bars would be bigger and easier to understand. But large or small, Ms. FileShare, 14 bugs is 14 bugs.
Well, flip my files.
There's more. Watch.
Well, look at these. You can clearly tell I got rid of a lot more bugs than he did last year.
Wait. Those graphs aren't a fair comparison.
Add scales to them, and what do you see?
The other guy caught way more bugs than the vermin vexer. He deliberately left off the scales to make it look like he was better. I've been bamboozled.
We made the same mistake. Until we found out the sizes of the bars on a graph don't tell the whole story.
The power is in the whole picture. You have to think about the numbers and the scale, too.
Then you can figure out what the graph is really saying.
And that's not all. The vermin vexer isn't who he says he is. He's really...
Hey, guys! I need a little help!
Ditch, where have you been?
Yoinks!
Hacker alert! Hacker!
That's what the bugs are doing, Ms. Fileshare. Switching all references of Motherboard to Hacker.
Motherboard's being erased from cyber history.
This will never do. We must stop him.
My hint sparked! They wised up to Hacker's plan!
My plan? If it's my plan, how come I'm not the boss?
Yeah, and how come you helped the kids?
Well, I did it for us, Buzzy. I figured if the kids messed up our plan, you wouldn't want to be boss anymore.
Delete with squeaky throat!
Get him!
After him!
At last, history will remember me and not Motherboard as the great leader of cyberspace.
I'm not positive, Buzzy, but I think the boss got his memory back.
Buzzy? Who's Buzzy? And who are you?
Never mind all that. Let's go check on my bugs.
Don't waste your time, Hacker. Motherboard's not history, but your bugs are.
Hey, guys! You forgot about me!
Hang on, Didge.
I am Motherboard.
Thanks. I needed that.
I'll be back, you meddling Muppets. You haven't seen the last of the Hacker. Get us out of here.
The Cyberary's saved, Ms. Fileshare.
No more bugs, and all references to Motherboard are back where they belong.
The credit is yours, my friends. You showed me the power of the picture. The whole picture.
I can't remember. Is this the right button to push?